Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Let's talk about tax reform. Wait, don't go away. This will be fascinating, really. The Republicans just failed three times to dismantle Obamacare. So now they've decided America's biggest priority is doing the same thing to the tax system. Their plan is still fuzzy, but it would give big tax breaks to business and the rich, small ones or nothing at all to the rest of us. Even the president doesn't call it tax reform anymore. He says tax cuts. Why we need them is a mystery. He says we pay the highest taxes in the world. Not true. America's tax burden as a share of the economy is one of the lowest in the developed world. You can look it up. Meanwhile, we've got a deficit as big as the Ritz and a national debt soaring like the cabinet's tab for private jets. Our public services are a joke. Our infrastructure's falling apart. We need more tax revenue, not less. The Republicans have revived the old saw that tax cuts pay for themselves. No way. You can look that one up, too. The Republican plan would add $2 to $5 trillion to our national debt, currently $20 trillion. Our kids will have to pay interest on that. Tax cuts won't help them. The Republicans say cutting taxes spurs economic growth. Well, it did when Ronald Reagan cut taxes in the 1980s, but the economy was stalled back then, so the cuts had a bigger impact. Today, the economy is growing so fast, we have labor shortages, and the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates to slow things down. Oh, by the way, Clinton and Obama both raised taxes. The economy grew. The Republicans say tax cuts would create jobs. In theory, okay. In practice, nah. The last business tax cuts under G.W. Bush went largely into takeovers, executive pay, and share buybacks, not jobs. Right now, U.S. companies are sitting on $2 trillion in idle cash. A few bucks more isn't going to change their hiring plans. Finally, the GOP says these are middle-class tax cuts. Nope. Most of them would go to the rich and super rich. Repealing the estate tax, for instance, would benefit only the 0.2% of couples with $11 million in assets. Like the Trumps. Ending the estate tax alone would hand them an estimated $1.1 billion tax-free. The other cuts, tens of millions every year. That's why our fat cat Republicans are pushing this tax thing so hard. It deserves the same fate as their attempts to take away your health care. This time, they're coming for your money. Don't let them. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.